So what is the object of our universal compassion and our love? All living beings. Without all living beings acting as the object, we can't accomplish universal compassion, universal love, because all living beings are the objects of those extraordinary minds. Therefore, you will realize how precious all living beings are, because they are serving, acting as the objects of our training in universal compassion and universal love. This explanation, it cuts through all our discriminations about who we want to love, who we don't want to love, who we wish suffering to cease for, who we exclude from that mind, all the unbalanced attitudes that we have. It's like a wisdom sword coming through the kindness of Kadam Dharma. It's the preciousness of Kadam Dharma. It cuts through these mistaken discriminations. And we think all living beings equally, anyone and each one, anyone and everyone, are the objects upon which I will train in love and compassion until I have universal compassion, universal love, which are the causes of enlightenment. I love this instruction because I feel it's like a swift method, because it's coming from wisdom. It's teaching us dependent relationship, how our ultimate aim of enlightenment will be accomplished in dependence upon all living beings. Therefore, we develop the most wonderful view. It's one of the most important Kadampa views, that all living beings are precious for us. All living beings are precious for us, because without them, we can't accomplish, with the intention to attain, we can't accomplish the ultimate supreme goal, enlightenment, which will enable us to help others do the same. So this is a very precious instruction. Without all living beings, without the objects of our universal compassion and love, there is no basis for training in universal compassion and love. So we realize all living beings are most precious for us. It's important to add that. They're most precious for us. So why are they most precious for us? Because we have an intention to accomplish, with the intention to attain, the ultimate supreme goal. The ultimate supreme goal. Therefore, all living beings are precious. So this is a special recognition. It is a precious Kadampa view. We need to improve our Kadampa views, Kadampa intentions, Kadampa activities, Kadampa way of thinking, Kadampa behavior, Kadampa way of life. So what is the view? Each and every living being is precious for me. Not precious from their own side. Precious for me. Because without them, I can't attain the main causes of enlightenment, universal compassion and love. Each and every living being is precious for me. And Venerable Geshe-la taught us, if you want to play football, you need a football. I think that just about says it all. So if we want to attain enlightenment, each and every living being is precious. So if you think about that analogy, you know, in Kadam Dharma, analogies are used by saying something we understand to illuminate something we don't understand. So just imagine, we've got a group of people together, we want to play football, and there's no ball. Then someone appears with a ball, and we're so delighted. We're like, right now, we can play football. So that ball is precious to us, because without it, we can't play football, we can't fulfill our aim. If in your own time, just sitting, relaxing, anything, you think, if I want to play football, a football is precious. If I want to attain enlightenment through generating universal compassion and love, each and every living being is precious for me. Because without them, we can't train. And the interesting thing is, it doesn't matter how they behave. Because however they behave, they still help us train. Each and every living being is precious for me. Independence upon you. No matter how you treat me, I will accomplish my goal. Enlightenment. And then guide all living beings to that same state. And we'll accomplish permanent world peace. There won't even be the sound of the word suffering.